one more thing. Bone health in postmenopausal women, specifically in it, because that is like, it's such an issue that postmenopausal women get, you know, they get osteoporosis and the bones get weak. And I believe you looked at this. So could you talk briefly about what you saw with vitamin E and osteoporosis?
As in other chronic condition, we studied this in postmenopausal women, because after about 55 years, the estrogen drop, and then osteopenia sets on, and then osteoporosis kicks in probably another 15, 20 years later, like that. And I first, there were about 100, more than 200 study on animal. So if the audience Google tocotrienol and bone health, you're going to read so much of this. So I don't even need to send you anything. So I decided to do the one and only clinical trials on this. So we recruited postmenopausal women that have osteopenia. They have confirmed, they're not osteoporotic, but osteopenic, but they're postmenopausal. And there are many mechanisms. My thought on this is very simplistic. And people don't talk about this often. If you talk about estrogen, the human body only makes several antioxidants. We don't make vitamin C. Other mammals do. But we make glutathione, that's an antioxidant. We make CoQ10, that's a lipid antioxidant. We know about this. Superoxide dismutase, glutathione peroxidase, our body makes this. But the one that antioxidant we don't ever mention about, I think it's a disservice to humanity and also to science, particularly to women. Do you know the molecule estrogen that is in women that drop precipitously in postmenopause? The audience should Google the structure of estrogen. Estrogen is a chemical antioxidant. It has a phenol ring and an OH group. It is an antioxidant. But people don't usually talk about that. You should talk about estrogen as a hormone. Yes, it is a very powerful hormone for that. So I thought during the menopausal time, the estrogen dropped, so her oxidative stress would increase for no other reason than her estrogen dropped, because estrogen is an antioxidant. That molecule she makes is an antioxidant. So I just thought, wow, this is a simple construct that she needs oxidative protection. So when we did the study, we measured the osteoblast. The osteoblast is a cell that grows the bone cell. Osteoclast is a cell that breaks down the bone cell. So in osteopenia, this one here dropped by this much. And the osteoclast increased by this much. So it's a ratio of one to the other. When we give them tocotrienol, their osteoblast increased a lot, and the osteoclast dropped a little. So the ratio of this to this is in favor for her to retain her bone for longer. So normally the bone cell is equi, because every 2 years our bone replenishes itself, but in menopause it went like this. So the osteoclast increased and osteoblast decreased. Basically, when you take tocotrienol, it became like this. It's not perfectly like this, but it's like this. It's better like this than like this. That is the finding of our study in a 3-month study, the measurement. But I asked the investigator, can you please measure the oxidative stress? The oxidative stress is improved by about 200%. I was really, so I asked her that when you write your paper, can you address the fact that when you add tocotrienol, it decreased the oxidative stress by 200%. That paper was also published 2 years ago. I was thrilled about that study. After that, she decided to move on to study obesity. The study is ongoing, and the pandemic before didn't help us to recruitment, but it's ongoing. But also obesity is a serious stress to the human body because of the sheer mass of the weight, mostly carried by the fat. So that is that piece. So I hope I address some of this to the audience. On the protocol piece, I would say if a person is normally thought as healthy, then 1 to 200 milligram tocotrienol would be fine to just protect your cell wall for oxidative damage. If you have a family history of chronic condition, but otherwise you don't have, or your mild chronic condition, like the sugar is high but not high enough, based on a metabolic study, they are mostly 300 to 400, 2 to 300 milligram, because it's also based on a person's weight. And if you have clear chronic condition like the fatty liver disease that we study, they are usually given 400 to 600 milligram in a clinical trial. Only our cancer study patient, they take 900 milligram. And all of this, whether they're a chronic, no chronic condition, they take it with a meal. So other than saying that, my passing remark would be that alpha tocopherol, the most common vitamin E that I mentioned at the beginning, we saw a caveat in the study about 30 years ago. If you have a lot of alpha tocopherol with the tocotrienol, the concept is a little complicated. The alpha tocopherol, which is a vitamin E, it interferes with the function of the tocotrienol. So I put it in shorthand, the tocopherol put brakes on the function of tocotrienol. So I would recommend personally to the audience, if you are taking tocopherol, stop taking tocopherol. It bear no, if you were to email me or answer your question directly, the time here won't permit, why tocopherol is a problem. I wrote about this many times. I can send papers on it, but tocotrienol bear to mitigate chronic conditions. So I've given you the best piece that you have. If you have a chance, you can download my book. This is written, it is actually a project of love. I did not write this book to have people pay. You can buy on the internet. You can simply just download this book, and then you can read more about my study in this. I know time here doesn't permit anymore. I also found another compound. When I was extracting it from this lovely plant that I show you before, like that here, that compound, I'll say the chemical name, and then perhaps at another time, you can interview me on this. The compound name is called geraniol geranol. It's a mouthful of a word. I acronize it to GG. If you come to my website, American River Nutrition, or you just simply type my name, it'll take you to the website. You can download all the papers on GG that we have. GG is a compound our body makes. The moment you hear that our body makes this compound, then your next question is, why do our body make this compound? If you download the paper, I describe this on the paper, an outstanding one. I just leave this, and maybe you can give me another interview another time. GG is used by our body to make vitamin K2, which is good for the bone health. GG is also used in our body to make a more famous supplement called CoQ10, ubiquinone. So ubiquinone, you use GG to make for itself. So, but between the two, we have done a lot more study with tocotrienol. I hope that this is a blessing to your audience. If you want to go look, just make sure that the tocotrienol is found in Anato, because Anato is the only source that I know that is free of tocopherol and therefore without the possible interference.
So very briefly, if you're looking for a supplement, it will say vitamin E, but then it should say in brackets, like tocotrienol, right? Or alpha-tocopherol. Right.
Yes. You will look for tocotrienol, preferably also with the phrase tocopherol free. If you buy from the internet, I don't know where the audience are listening in. Companies that use our product would be, I just name a few. These are not all of them. Designs for Health, Wellness Extract, AC Grace, Allergy Research Group. So these are some companies that sell this. if you cannot capture all this, if you go to our website, we list all the 20 or something companies that sell our product. We don't make finished product, Richard. We just extract them, and so other people put it into their bottle, and then they have names. You will see, if you type Anato Toko Traino on Google, you probably see all the people they sell it. And just make sure that is tocopherol free. If you want to know if it is from our company made in Massachusetts, we trade name this Delta Gold because of Delta Tocotrienol, or it will carry my company name American River Nutrition, then you can track. Alternatively, if you find a company to sell, you weren't sure if it is from American River, just send us an email. We'll tell you if it is or not. That is based on all these 20 over different clinical trials.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. And so, and to follow what you're doing, they can go to American River, but you also have your own website, barrytan.org. Is that right?
Yeah, the barrytan.org. I actually don't know if that's a website, but we definitely have a Facebook and other social media, but American River Nutrition probably have most of the technical content on the tocotrienol and also on GG. So if you follow me and one of the social media, when I find a clinical study, we publish one, we post it on so people can easily access it. So the most recent one is on the fatty liver. Probably the future one coming would be on some of our cancer trials like that.
Okay, excellent. So Dr. Tan, thank you so much for joining us today. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. Hopefully we all will be in good health and stay good. Until next, be blessed and be well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.